Blog Talk Radio.
I came from the misty lake. Welcome, everybody, to the Dr. Scott Warner Show. The doctor is in. You can call in and ask Dr. Warner any questions. The number to call on in to the radio show, 347-884-8245. Press the 1 on your phone if you have any questions. And here is Dr. Scott Warner.
Hi, everybody. This is Scott Warner. I'm a medical intuitive and a previous medical doctor. And today's show, what I'd like to talk a little bit about is facing our fears. And the reason why I picked this as one of my first topics is all of us have fears that keep us from becoming who we want to become. And these fears are a lack of faith, not only in what we believe ourselves to be able to do, but in doing what we know we can do. And so to start off, I'd like to take a chapter from my book that was written 5 years ago called Take Back Your Health. And this book was written because I had some big kahunas appear before me, and I was going to write my memoirs, which is my stories of things that had happened to me in my life. And they told me that, no, you're going to be writing this book because people need this information to help them heal. And so I ended up writing Take Back Your Health. And it's available on Balboa Press, on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, different bookstores. So I want to take you on a little trip. I'm going to talk about today I face my fears. Today I face my fears by naming them and writing them down and asking the universe to help me remove them. What are my fears? Well, some of mine are: I had a fear of heights or water or being alone. Fear of people, animals, dogs and cats. I will write them down, my biggest fear in this moment. I desire to think about my life without the fear. Fear holds power over me and keeps me from progressing. Fear keeps me from vibrating in faith. Fear is the opposite of faith. Fear blocks progression and evolution. Fear keeps me from opening my heart to loving, satisfying relationships. Fear keeps me where I am at rather than being where I would like to be. Fear is a smothering, preventing energy that keeps me from being with a higher-minded people that I would love to be with. Fear is restricting, stopping me from being who I want to be and keeping me from healing my body. Today, I conquer the fear within me. What I conquer today no longer will hold me back. Today, I face my fears and conquer it with faith in myself and in God. Now, I have some stories that I wrote, and in Take Back Your Health, there's a modality to make us healthy, and then we have stories that kind of explain these things. And it's quite fascinating. These events actually happened to me when I was in Maui writing the book. The kahunas would give me a direction to go on a certain day, and then I'd go do whatever they told me to do. And on the day I wrote this chapter, they sent me up the volcano, and right there in Maui, and it's called Kalaekala Volcano. I didn't probably pronounce that totally Hawaiian-like, but that was it's the tallest volcano on Maui, and it's a little over 10,000 feet high. And, you know, I was afraid of heights, and so I knew why these kahunas were sending me up there. And I had rented a truck. You know, most people rent cars or vans when they're on vacation, but there weren't any available when I went to Maui. In fact, there wasn't anywhere to stay available. And so I had found a place to stay that was on the northwestern slope of Kalaekala. And Laekela. Anyway, I was told to drive up that mountain that morning. And so I got in my truck and I started going up the mountain. And I started way early because the sun wasn't even up yet. And it looked clear. And so I felt I was safe to drive up there because they can get some pretty severe storms up on this mountain. And anyway, I drove up, and as soon as I got about 2 miles from the top, I went through the National Forest Service entrance, and as soon as I went through that, it started to rain. And then as I got closer to the top, it was like a blizzard. Snow started blowing all around me, and I could hardly see the road. I was a little bit scared driving on the road because it's kind of a narrow road going up there. And the wind was just blowing like a cyclone. It was just crazy. And the fear started building up. And as I approached the top, I could barely see the road in front of me. And I parked in the parking area. Luckily, I had brought a jacket with me with a hood. And I got out of the truck and I went over to the peak. And the spirit said, you need to go to the other side. So I went to the other side, and it's quite a drop off. It drops off into the old caldera of this volcano. And it's several hundred feet down, and I felt like I was going to be blown off the edge and fall into it's no longer an active volcano, but I felt I was going to be blown off. And I heard this voice say, ground yourself to the earth, ground into the mantle of the earth, and it will give you strength to overcome this fear of heights. And so I was standing there feeling like I was going to be blown off this mountain, and I focused my energy down into the earth, into the magma of the earth. And all of a sudden, the wind stopped blowing, the snow dissipated, and the sun came out. I mean, it happened in about 15 seconds. And I was amazed at how I went from a fearful situation into a situation of beauty. I could see the Pacific Ocean out there beyond the peaks, and it was amazing, the view. And all of a sudden, it became very warm, and I even had to take off the jacket because the sun was just brilliantly shining on me, and it was just this scene of beauty, and it felt like I had conquered being in fear, which was my objective. However, I knew that the day was very young, and I knew there was more to happen. And so I spent about 20 minutes gazing at the beauty. There was tons of rainbows. In fact, there was a silver rainbow. It was the first time I'd ever seen one of these. And literally the top of it was a silvery color. And then we got into the other parts of the rainbow, from the violet down to the red and the infrared. And it was one of the most beautiful rainbows I have ever seen in my life. And I'd heard of silver rainbows, but I'd never seen one until this point. So after that happened, my intuition said, you need to get back in the truck and start driving down the mountain, because the kahunas have something else prepared for you. So I got back into the truck and started driving down this mountain, and it was just gorgeous. I could see the road clearly. The sun was shining. It was just absolutely gorgeous. And about 5 minutes down, I finally got cell phone tower energy, or, you know, a signal. And I get a phone call from a lady with the last name of Musselman. And she, in fact, had found me this place to stay that I was staying at and writing. And she said to me, she was a real estate agent, and she said to me, Scott, how would you like to go out on a sailboat and see the whales and dolphins and maybe even swim with them? And, you know, currently it's illegal to swim with them unless you inadvertently get in with them. But I said, that would be fantastic, because I'd always wanted to do it, been to Hawaii several times and never been able to swim with the dolphins and the whales. And so she said, his name is Pierre. I have to work today. He invited me to come, but I told him I couldn't. But I said I had a good friend that wanted to go. And so I told him about you, and he said, you're welcome to come. So as I'm driving down the road, she tells me where I'm supposed to go and meet up with Pierre and this sailboat. And it was quite interesting because, my whole life I'd wanted to do this. And yet I had a fear of drowning in the water, and it felt like I'd had an occasion when I did drown. So I'm driving down the road, very happy that I'm going to do this, but very fearful because, you know, I thought, oh, I'll just stay on the boat and watch him from the boat. And so I get down, and between Maui and Lanai, there's this beautiful part of the ocean. And as I'm driving down, I have this feeling that I swam in a race from Maui to Lanai, and I actually drowned about halfway out. So then the feeling came to me, nope, you're not going to get in the water. So I drive about another 20 minutes, and I get to where she told me to park the truck. And I actually stopped and she told me Pierre always liked a little beer to drink while he was out on the water. So I stopped and bought a 12-pack of beer at one of the local stores, and I was carrying it out, and Pierre saw me bringing this beer, and he says, ahoy, Dr. Werner, you know, and he was speaking in a French accent because he's from France, and he said, welcome to my ship, and thank you for bringing the beer. And it was amazing. He welcomed me on the ship. There were five women on the ship and Pierre, and I was the seventh person on the ship. Anyway, he started, put up the sails, and we started floating out to the middle of the ocean between Lanai and Maui. And lo and behold, there appeared whales, and then a group of dolphins approached the ship, and I was sitting on the edge of the ship with my swimming suit on, but I had no intention of jumping in, when all of a sudden this voice behind me, and it wasn't Pierre, but it was a male voice, and there wasn't any other men on the ship, and it said, well, what are you waiting for? Jump in. And it kind of freaked me out, and I was like, who was that? And I jumped in, but I wasn't prepared to jump in, and it was the deep blue.
And let me tell you, I started going down. And instead of moving my feet and my arms to come up, they froze. And I kept going down, 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 and I could see the ship above me. I could see the whales and the dolphins above me, and I was going down in the water, and my first thought was, I'm going to drown, just like I did in the past life in this very spot. And then the second thought that came to me was, I promised to go back home to Vicky. What am I doing? And then all of a sudden, I felt this bump on my rear end as I'm going down, down, down. And I feel this energy pushing me up, up, up out of the water. And I look down below me, and it's a baby whale. And this baby whale is lifting me up out of the water and made me breach up out of the water. And I took a big, deep breath because I hadn't been breathing for about 30 seconds, which is way too long. And I started splashing, and the strength entered into my legs and arms, and I started swimming back to the boat. And I hear Pierre up on deck saying, Dr. Werner, stop splashing. You're going to attract the sharks. And so I calm down a little bit. I get to the edge of the boat, and I get up on the boat, and I am just like, man, what just happened? And I think about it, and I go, oh, my gosh, I was so protected. These whales, even the baby whale knew what to do. And it had pushed me up out of the deepness of the water back up. And so I took some faith, and I jumped back into the water. And while I was in the water, I thanked the whales, and the baby whale came over to me and let me pet it and even hang on to it a little bit. And Pierre and all the people on the boat were quite amazed that I had jumped back in. So I had faced my fears. Now, do you, any of you have questions about facing your fears? I tell you, I had a lot of questions about it, and I'm not quite sure how to take your questions here on the radio, but if anybody has some questions during our last 10 minutes, I would love to hear your questions.
Okay, we have Dr. Werner, we have Bonnie that's on the line here from Virginia with a question for you.
Hi, Dr. Werner, how are you, sir?
You know, I'm happy to be here and happy to answer your questions.
All right, so this is about fears. I'm like you, I have a fear of water, a fear of sharks. And when I was a little kid, and I mean a very little kid, and keep in mind we live 300 miles from any ocean. We are not close to ocean water at all. I'm in the middle of mountains and a valley, and there's no sharks here. But when I was a little kid and I really didn't know very much about sharks, I always woke up thinking I was floating on a piece of wood in the middle of the ocean. And before I would put my foot, you know, like off the bed into the water, I'd have to turn the light on to make sure there was no water there. And I've had that fear for a long time, and I won't get into ocean water at all. I won't do that. So, and I'm like you. I'm pretty sure these are past life things that come up from time to time. But what do you think about that? Any suggestions?
Yes. You know, it's interesting how when you mentioned it may be a past life, and it is, and it was a past life where you did live near the ocean and you were out swimming and having a good time and you got attacked by a shark. And what I'm seeing is that it pulled you down under and you did drown, and your family was just devastated. And so it started this energy within you to fear being in the ocean, especially because of sharks. And it's very, very grounded and founded. And so what I do sometimes is I'll take people back to that past life, and it feels like it was several centuries ago when you were living on a seashore in a tropical area. And how we adjust this is that we take the energy away from what happened and even change the timeline of what happened. So we go back through space, time, and dimension to that time that you were attacked by the shark and you drowned. And what we do is we ship the energy and protect you with an energy of faith and protection that you are happy and that you are just having fun and all your friends are there with you and that shark doesn't come anywhere near where you're at. And we project that energy so that you did not get attacked by the shark, that you actually were protected and the shark was not there. It just didn't cause that to happen. And so we take that energy and we incorporate that and allow that to come forward in a different timeline so that you do not have that happen in your life. And so it takes away that fearful energy of being attacked and drowning. So we bring that forward and incorporate it into this life. Now, this creates a shift in the time continuum, and it's not going to affect anything. I always make sure that we're not going to affect any of your contracts or elements of what you plan to do in this life. And that fear is actually something that shouldn't exist in this timeline. And so we can make these changes, bringing that timeline forward and changing how you feel. So what I would do is plan a trip to the ocean this year, and I'm feeling you're not going to have that fear anymore because that energy has been dissipated and it's gone away. And so you'll be fine to go to the ocean and even swim in the ocean. And what we do is we create a power within our brain or a frequency of not having any kind of fear. So you say, I have faith. I do not have any fear energy. And that creates a barrier towards any kind of fearful incident even. And it keeps anything away from you that may create fear. And so I have faith and I have no fear.
And no fear.
Yes. Does that answer your question?
It really does. And I so appreciate you taking your time to explain that because it's kind of disconcerting. I've had that all my life, you know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And when I got out between Maui and Lanai, I was petrified. And when that voice came out and said, what are you waiting for? Jump in. I just wasn't prepared. And so when I jumped in, I went into horrible fear. So much that it kept my body from moving. And so, you know, I'm lucky to be here talking to you, but I know I was protected and that baby whale could just see my predicament and just lifted me up out of the water. It was one of the most amazing things that's happened in my life, but I've had many amazing things. And I know that I'm supposed to tell people these stories so that they can have more faith and know that we are protected and we are watched over and you are protected and watched over.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
You are so welcome. Are there anybody else, Mike?
We just don't have any more time, Scott. We've got 2.5 minutes. Or we got to wrap.
Okay. So I just want to wrap it up. Basically, I'm a writer and an author now. I don't practice as a medical doctor, but I do medical intuitive readings and help change people's lives using herbs, homeopathics, and energetic medicine. And part of it is changing timelines and changing contracts that we made in previous lives. So thank you so much for listening. My third book is currently available on Amazon. So if you go to Amazon.com, you'll see Take Back Your Health, which is one that has the chapters that we read today. The second one is The Next Step in Human Evolution, which helps us to evolve our DNA in our body and become stronger and healthier. And the third one is a book about Father Gabriel Mejia, who lives in South America, in Colombia, in Medellin. And his story is about how he has helped so many people get over their drug use, prostitution, all kinds of archetypes that aren't serving the people. And it gives us a new way to help us heal. And thank you for listening today. And I hope you'll join us each and every Monday at 3:30 p.m. I have a website and a free download of the 24-strand DNA manifestation at scottwerner.org or scottwernermd.com. Thank you again for listening, and we'll talk to you soon.
Okay, we want to thank Dr. Scott Werner for being here. And once again, Dr. Werner is here every Monday, and the times are 4:30 Central, 5:30 p.m. Eastern Time, 3:30 p.m. Mountain Time, and 2:30 Pacific Time. I think that covers it. Oh, Hawaii is 12:30 p.m. Hawaii time for all of our friends out there. What a great show it is here with Dr. Scott Werner. We do thank everybody for listening, and all of the links to contact Dr. Scott Werner are all listed here on the show page as well. This will end our broadcast. Thanks for listening, everybody.